The steam, the waters, the stars. A dark blue canvas above our heads with little sparkling dots. A hot spring just for us. We decided to visit it during a holiday, but my intentions might not be a simple relaxation. They are deeper. Nefarious? If you're opposed, years of friendship are going to be tested now. The rocks, the temperature, the distance between our bodies. Years of friendship are about to be at stake, like a river about to meet its end. None of us are naked, but I feel so revealed. While it's true that most of my body is exposed, the thing that feels the most private for me at this moment is what's inside my chest. And I'm about to show it to you. For some reason, the steam makes me feel a bit more at ease. It is like my mind right now. My mind is water. I'm water. I'm shapeless. I can be steam. I can be ice. I have the potential to be anything at this moment. I'm where I'm at my most me. And you are the only thing that I can see, that I can feel as solid right now. You are the only image fully materialized. You are the fountain of my desires, the glass of hope that my heart thirsts for. My love for you. It's a lake of deep feelings. My conscience on the depths of it. I need to shorten the distance. The silence between us is piercing like a harpoon. And the only witnesses to that are the rocks, the trees, and the stars. You seem oblivious. The flow of ideas, the stream of emotions. It all seems to culminate with me laying my head on your shoulder, but it is not over yet. Two bodies reacting, one experiencing fusion, yours unknown. I feel like we are melting, slowly becoming one, becoming part of the pond. What I want is for both of us to turn into something that will fill our hearts, a liquid with the strange shape of that container. You are not reacting. You're so used to my sudden affection, my smiles, my hugs, my optimism, even my words of appreciation. I wonder what they mean for you. Our bodies are heated, a bit sweaty. I might be your best friend, but I'm still a woman and you are still a man. And what a man. Things can change from now on. No, they need to change. The steam wafting around us makes it unclear for me. I can't tell what the outcome of this will be, but I want the change. I long for it. I can't not reach for it. It's the cycle of water manifesting, going through forms, like us, from a pure and innocent friendship that grew from childhood to this passionate and convoluted feeling that keeps me awake at night, that keeps me from getting out of these waters to dry myself, even though I'm so nervous I'm shaking. I close my eyes. Your heartbeat is so near. That place where your blood pumps from. That thing that I want to reach so badly. Steam is condensing on my forehead. Some of the drops move, making me a bit uncomfortable. I want to shake them off, but I don't want to move so much. I don't want to disturb. I don't want to make a single wave, not even a ripple. I just want to be still. I nuzzle your shoulder. Through my face, blood runs. A red liquid like molten lava. My face is so hot. Its pressure exposes my inner state for you to see. Or maybe it's simply showing the effects of the heat. I feel like you should know which one it is. But that's not fair, is it? I'm considering the worst case scenarios, but also the best one. Friendship, familiarity, and the one that I'm craving for. Love. Love has so many forms, and I feel like we've been through all of them together but one. Solid, liquid, steam. The water that changes, the steam that hides, the ice that needs to be broken. I am water and you are ice? And we are surrounded by steam. We could melt together. We can solidify as one. Or maybe we can condense our emotions in a single movement. My hand is on your cheek now. I am about to tell you using my voice. Once I'm done with that, I know I'll feel everything at once. All of it. I'll want to cry. Shout, smile, giggle, curse, splash, rage. The stream of it will feel unstoppable, like a dam has broken. The change will be inevitable. I'm about to do it. This respite has eroded. It is in my nature. Because I am water. Love me.